This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The milestones continue to pass in the coronavirus pandemic. In the United States, more than 150,000 people have died from COVID-19. Worldwide, more than 664,000 have died from the respiratory illness. Global infections are nearing 17 million. The United States has 4.4 million. Brazil registered record daily numbers of infections and deaths from the new coronavirus Wednesday, sending its overall death toll past 90,000 people. The country has been hit harder than any except the United States in the pandemic. Experts say under-testing in the country of 212 million people probably means the real numbers are much higher. Also, Brazil is expected to announce it will reopen international air travel to foreigners, which had been banned since March due to the coronavirus crisis. Two sources with knowledge of the matter told Reuters this Wednesday. The sources said the federal government is expected to publish a decree announcing the lifting of the travel ban, although it will likely include some restrictions. After months of insisting it was completely coronavirus-free, North Korea this week acknowledged its first suspected infection. State media says the first possible case was a North Korean defector who recently returned. Experts say this is perhaps the biggest threat yet to Kim Jong-un's 9-year rule, especially if it turns into a major outbreak. State media continues to portray the situation as under control. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced Wednesday members and staff are required to wear masks in the House of Representatives during the coronavirus pandemic. Pelosi said members will be allowed to remove their masks to speak in the House when addressing the chamber. This is VOA News. Republican Congressman Louis Gohmert, who steadfastly refused to wear a mask during the coronavirus pandemic, said Wednesday he has tested positive for COVID-19, raising concerns that other members of Congress may also have been exposed. He said he would self-quarantine for 10 days. The Federal Reserve says the coronavirus pandemic will be a drag on the economy for months to come. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jay Powell, following Wednesday's policy meeting, said a key interest rate will remain at just above 0% as the pandemic continues to be the most compelling factor against the economy.
A full recovery is unlikely until people are confident that it's safe to reengage in a broad range of activities.
The Fed announced no new policies, saying it will continue to buy about $120 billion in Treasury and mortgage bonds each month as a way to inject cash into the financial markets to spur borrowing and spending. The Fed's overall message is that it will keep rates low indefinitely with the economy in a severe downturn. Tim McGuire, Washington.
A board member of the Mexican Central Bank said Wednesday Mexico's gross domestic product could contract between 8.5% and 10.5% in 2020 as Latin America's second largest economy reels from the coronavirus pandemic. He said economic activity likely fell up to 20% in the second quarter when compared with a year earlier, which would make it the largest annual drop on record. Muslim pilgrims donning face masks and moving in small groups are in Mecca for the start of a historically unique and scaled-down Hajj experience reshaped by the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Rather than standing and praying shoulder to shoulder in a sea of people from different walks of life, pilgrims this year are social distancing, standing apart and moving in small groups of no more than 20 to limit exposure and the potential transmission of the coronavirus, and eating pre-packaged meals alone in their hotel rooms. While the experience is starkly different, it remains an opportunity for pilgrims to wipe clean past sins and deepen their faith. The Saudi government is covering all the expenses of travel, accommodation, meals and healthcare. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Mourners of all ages and races said their final goodbyes Wednesday to civil rights icon John Lewis as his body lay in repose in the U.S. city of Atlanta. Lewis represented a large section of the Georgia State Capitol in the U.S. House of Representatives for 33 years before dying of pancreatic cancer last week at the age of 80. The casket will remain in the Capitol throughout the night. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.